Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Have you ever been in the presence of God and when you find yourself lost for words? Hallelujah. Somebody said they can't say a word. They'll just wave their hands. But in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. We are so glad that you have tuned in. You have tuned in to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so excited about what God is doing in this time. Only God can take our breath away. Hallelujah. And we thank God for his mercy and his grace. And we know that he has a word for us tonight. Oh, my God, we thank God for everything that he's doing. He is bringing the church back to our knees and so we can repent, and God will heal our land. We thank God for repentance. We thank God for sacrificing self, putting self on the altar. Paul say, I plead with you, brethren. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. In the midst of coronavirus, God is still on the throne. In the midst of death and everything that's going on, God is still in control, and he is our hope in this day and this time. We thank God for who he is in our lives. And if you don't know him and the power of your sin, this time, these days, are the time where you need to make your election and your calling sure in the Lord. Amen. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where our awesome leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. Our lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. And our worship pastor is Pastor Sakri Osler. Our youth pastor is Sister Elder Tina Quinn. We thank God for everything that he's doing with Light of the World. God has been so good to us. He's been so kind. He has been getting us ready for this day. I said on last week, he has been giving us everything we need to prepare us for this such a time as this. And so we thank God for an opportunity, amen, to bring the word forth, amen, tonight in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow we are having service at the church, but we are asking all the members just to live stream. And while you're live streaming, we want you to be worshiping at home and take pictures, go Facebook Live so people can see you worshiping at home, amen, while you're live streaming on what the what God is doing at the location at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. Amen. Oh, my God, we are so grateful, and the word has been so great. I mean, God has been giving us his word. So you don't want to miss. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., dial in. Go to YouTube. Go to Light of the World YouTube, and I'm telling you, click on that button. I'm telling you, you will be glad you did. I'm so excited about what God is going to tell us on tomorrow because he's been giving us some good stuff. Oh, my God. He's been doing some good stuff for us. And we thank God that we have a man of God tonight who is well-equipped, him and his wife, none other than Minister Joseph Jones. I wanted to say Anthony, but I call him Joseph Jones. I wanted to say Anthony because people who know him call him Anthony. But Minister Joseph Jones and Sister and Minister Emily Jones, thank God for them tonight. Amen. We know we got a word coming. We're going to ask him to press one on his phone so we can bring him live. Amen. And we can hear what God have for us tonight. I am so excited. Amen. For tonight. Amen. And we're going to have him just come live and tell you who he is, introduce himself, introduce his wife, and then give us what God has given him. Yes. Minister Jones, I almost call you Anthony.
How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's okay. That's part of my name. That's all right. Look, as long as they call me a Christian and a man of God, that's all that matters to me. That's all.
Amen.
We thank God for both of you, Pastor Stephen and Butterfield. We thank God for allowing us to, again, grace your presence over the airs to just bring a word. And I just thank God for allowing us to do so. At this time, we're going to let my wife bring forth a song of preparation, and then we'll get ready to the word. Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Just a song that has been ministering to my spirit and just making me, I guess, just be grateful for this time and having a relationship with the Father. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to care. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? But with the load of care, precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friend despise, forsake. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a soul that's saved.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, I was thinking as she was singing, I know that we are going online tomorrow to have service. But if you are a child of God, you should be able to have church right in your own home. You don't have to be titled a minister or a psalmistress, but the word says two or three gather in his name, there will he be in the midst. And so, you know, we love to come together and be an assembly of the other people of God. But sometimes, you know, God will give us time to reflect and let us know that we can praise God, which we should do anyway, in our homes as well as abroad. So tonight, I want to just bring to your attention something that's real familiar to you. We're going to go to Matthew's, the fifth chapter, verses 14 through 16, and we're going to read the scripture, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to go forth in the word. And Pastor Butterfields, I think you're going to get a smile out of this. Matthew 5:14-16 reads from the King James Version, "Ye are the light of the world." Oh, does that sound familiar? A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and is given light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Let us pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, just asking you, Lord, to have your way. Father, we ask you, Lord, to move me behind you, God, that they will hear the message and not be concerned about the messenger. Lord, use me as a little clay, Lord, that I would speak what you've given to me to speak, Lord, and those who are listening tonight, Lord, that will have a word to carry it with them are doing the rest of the day and the rest of their week and the rest of their lives. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Don't take it lightly. Father, the opportunity to speak to those people, Lord, that are your people. And Father, to give them what you've given to me. Lord, again, use me, Lord, that I might speak what you've given, and Lord, that I do it with clarity. Father, we thank you again for the Butterfields, Lord, for placing on their heart to do this broadcast, Lord, that the word will be spread all over the world. And Father, those who would take time to listen. And Father God, we ask you to bless the listeners, God, that took time out tonight to give you all the honor and all the glory that you deserve, Lord. And we will give you that each and every day of our lives. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, amen. I would like to use for a subject, turn on the light and turn off the world. And that's kind of simple. But you know, we might still get that wrong. If we just turn on the light and turn off the world, I think we'll be in a better place. See, in these trying times, the world has a particular way of dealing with life crisis. We look to the government and people of influence and social media for answers. But for Christians, we know Jesus is the answer. So some people would rather believe a lie or other sources than to believe the truth just to make themselves feel safe and never wanted to come to the realization that God is in control. See, when I think about the word light as a Christian, verse 14 makes it plain and simple. We are the light of the world, not just in a church or not just in a broadcast, but we are the light of the world. We need to shine bright before the world. And when the world knows that we are the light is so hard to hide because the Spirit of God has entered into us in our lives, and his glory must be seen in us. See, our lives should be a glow on us so strong, people would notice it without even saying a word. Can I show you an example naturally? A plane needs a light on a runway before it lands. Notice I said light and lands. But Jesus is telling us the same thing to us. If we want to land more people into the kingdom of God, we must give off a light so radiant that people can't help themselves to ask the question, why are you so different and what it is about you? Light is found 273 times in the King James Version. And light means, on the natural side, it means the natural agent that stimulates sight and makes things visible. But on the spiritual side, light means illumination. And that light is a symbol of God's goodness, holiness, truth, and redemption work. See, that's why you are a light like a city upon a hill that cannot hide. So the Bible tells us in verse 15, when we are that type of light, our lives should not be hid from the world, but we should show the world how God is good to us. Amen. And see, let me show you something. If we have that light, we don't want to hide it from the world. Can I give you another prime example? And I like using examples that on the natural side because sometimes we get it a little quicker than we do the spiritual side. Now think about this: if we had a light that should not be hidden. And we had a light that God wants to show, why are we hiding it from the world? And let me show you an example. When a man gets a new car or a girlfriend, he don't hide the car in the garage or keep his girlfriend at home unless he got a hoopty or she looks like a mixture between Silly and Flavor Flav. That'd be the only reason, and that's a different story why they might do that. But, hey, if you got a fine car, and a fly girlfriend, you would make sure Lottie Dottie and everybody would know that you had a tight ride and you had a nice-looking girlfriend, and you're going to go out in the world and let everybody know you got it going on. Well, Brother Joe, what do you mean by that in the spirit of God? In other words, that person is going to show it off. He's going to flaunt it, and he's definitely going to brag about what he has. But see, if we would read our Bible, and understand the word of God, Luke 8 and 16 makes it plain. He says in the King James Version, it says, no man, watch this now, when he have a lit a candle, cover it with a vessel. He don't hide it. He says, or he don't put it under a bed. But this is what he does. But what he does, he sells it on a candlestick that they which enter in may see the light. So all I'm telling you there is when you have the light of God in you, you should not be trying to hide it nor trying to reflect it. That's all what verse 15 is saying. It's showing us what we should do. So what I'm here to tell you tonight, God is saying the same thing to us in these verses. The scripture is saying if God gave you something so great and so wonderful and amazing, why would you hide it nor share it with other people? So what I want you to know is that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the good news of God. And this is why I could never understand if Jesus is so good for me and to me, why do I leave my family at home or never share Christ with them or my coworkers? See, God is calling us to be the light to the world. How do I know that? Because Philippians makes that plain and simple. See, Philippians tell us that we have to do a certain part. Philippians 2 and 15 makes it plain. It says, ye might be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. That sounds like now, ain't it? And among them, ye shall shine as light of the world. And so what he's trying to tell us that we got to get it together as Christians, because Philippians telling us that we have to live a certain way, and we have to give off that light that Christ will be excited to call us his children. So as Christians, our lives should give off three types of light, and those types of light are light of clarity, light of sight, and the light which is called illumination. See, clarity means clear and pure. If you bring clarity to a situation, you will help people see what really happened by clearing up a mistake. See, if we read John 8 and 12, God tells us who we are in Christ. He says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, watch this, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. See, what I'm saying is, Jesus is the light of the world. And we know Jesus is the true and the pure light. And if we choose to follow him, we can't walk in darkness. See, darkness is the opposite of light. And and darkness cannot dispel light. But the smallest light can dispel the greatest of darkness. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that there is no dark secret in your life you cannot hide that is not able to stop Jesus' light from changing you into who he wants you to be. See, I want you to know that the power is in the light. And the light is the power. See, if you know your Bible, in Matthew 27, 45 through 46, it was talking about the crucifixion, and it shows us during the sixth hour and the ninth hour, which is between noon and 3 o'clock, there was a darkness upon the earth during the crucifixion, because Jesus was showing them that when he gave up the ghost, the light was removed from the earth, and he was that light. And so if you don't believe me, I can show it to you naturally. Look at this. Naturally, if a lightning bolt hit an object or your body, you will see and feel the power of that light. And so spiritually, that power is the Holy Ghost. You might not see it, but you definitely can feel it. I mean, and definitely know it's inside of you. So the other type of light, we need to have light of sight. Sight naturally means the range of your vision, the power of seeing, or the manage to observe. See, we are born again. The Bible tells us once we accept Christ in our lives as born-again Christians. We are called children of light. But Brother Jones, where do you get that from? Look at Ephesians 5 and 8. It plainly states that, for ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are the light in the Lord. And then he tells us, walk as children of the light. And that's plain. So we become children of the light, then we become visionaries. We can see life in a different light. And so we don't see it as the world sees it. We see the world through the Spirit of God's eyes. We have the ability to prophesy on what happens in the future. In other words, we have discernment and foresight, and we know how to observe the times and the signs of God. Look at what we're going through right now. See, therefore, we must fix our sights on Christ every day and allow him to guide us. And the third was illumination. Illumination means to shine light on it and to make it brighter and more visible. See, verse 16 is clear in Matthew, the fifth chapter. If we read our Bible, it's right there in front of us. A lot of times we overread and misread, and so we have to go back and read again. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Again, verse 16 makes it clear. The Bible instructs us to go out into the world and do some good work and not sit at home waiting for Jesus' return. See, a lot of us get saved, and we think that's all we're supposed to do. Well, I'm saved now. I ain't got to do nothing else. I'll just sit back and wait till the Lord come back and get us. But what about us witnessing and evangelizing and going to the widows' houses and cutting people grass and spreading the gospel? See, this way people will see the Father in us and us in the Father, and which will bring him glory. See, that's why these scriptures are so important, that we share the word of God. And so, Brother Jones, how else can we show light in our lives? Well, look at Psalms 119 and 105. The word says, thy word is a lamp upon my feet and a light upon my path. So the lamp is for my feet, so I won't stumble in or over sin. The light is that illumination we talked about for my path, that it will give me a clear vision, the way of where I'm going. See, if we are locked in and allowing God to use us, that light will give us a path into our life and for our life. See, I want you to understand, if you don't turn off the world and continue to listen to all the lies, you will only receive bad advice, the wrong answer, incorrect information, false facts, and senseless situations and solutions. So we got to understand that, yes, the world is going to do what they do, but where are we getting our information from? Who are we listening to? And I'm telling you, you have to turn on the light and turn off the world. Because if you don't turn off the world will cause you to develop three things, and that's fear, doubt, and defeat. Well, what do you mean by that, Brother Jones? Fear, because, see, you'd be too scared to do anything. You're scared to live, and you're scared to die. You just sit there and don't do nothing. Then it will cause doubt. See, doubt is unsure how things are going to turn out. So, you know, before I go any further, I'm thinking about, if I do this, how it's going to turn out. And then the third part will be defeat. See, you lose before you get started. So the world don't owe you anything but fear, doubt, and defeat. See, sometimes we got to take a note out of the world and use it for our good. Do y'all remember that old song, Teddy Pendergrass song called Turn Off the Lights? For us who knew that song, Teddy was singing it for a different reason, in his crew and sexy voice and for sexual ways and sexual reasons. But we have to take it serious sometimes and take what the world says and use it for our good. And see, so when we get to the point when the world is giving us all that foolish, we need to holler like Teddy, turn it off. Just simply turn it off. And so sometimes we got to get to the point that we have to be in tune with God by turning off the world and turning on the light. Because, see, we don't want to hear what the Word has to say. We got to get to the point where everything God says to us is for us and is good for us, and we need to share that light. So my question to you tonight is, what type of light are you? I hope, I hope you're listening, because I'm going to run some things down to you, and I want you to think about what type of light are you.
All right.
Do you have to be in the spotlight? It's all about me. I'm in the spotlight. Or for Christ, are you willing to be a searchlight, which is seeking for the truth in God? Or do you have to be a floodlight? That type of person is always displaying other people's sins. Or rather, you be like God, the sunlight, giving godly counsel to others. Or do you have to be in the limelight? All day long, you want to show off. It's, again, the limelight. But should you be, as Christ will have us, a beacon of light, giving God the glory? Or are you a stoplight, always trying to hinder God's process, always trying to stop what God is doing? Or are you a green light, ready to go to do God's will? See, we always got these things and all these different types of lights, but what light are you? Or are you a tail light, always backing up from God's plan? Or are you a headlight, moving forward in the Lord? And then the last two, are you a flashlight? You are only good while the batteries are charged and full. See, those flashlights is only good for a short distance. Or are you a candlelight, a spiritual lamp to the world? So I ask you again. Ask yourself, what type of light are you? See, if we would take God's word and turn it around from what the world is saying and turn off the world and turn on the light, we will see a better world and see where we're going. All I have to say tonight, y'all, is that we have to get to the point where we don't care what CNN say, ABC, BBD, or anybody else on those alphabets. We got to get to the point where God is saying, we are Christians, and we are the children of light. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And then on top of all that, we know in the end, we win. So again, I ask you, in closing tonight, what type of light are you? And all I ask you to do is turn off the world and turn on the light. Amen.
Wow.
My Lord. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome job.
Now, that's an awesome word, but Minister Jones, I need you, if you don't mind, go back over those lights, because we need to go over slowly, please.
Yeah, please.
Because that was awesome, man. Oh my goodness. So I need you, if you don't mind.
Right.
And I'm sure the listening audience want to hear those words. So go over it a little slower, because I'm telling you that is good stuff.
Yes, sir. So I'm asking the people, are you in the world? I'm giving you the world side, and then I'm giving you God's side. So the first one is a spotlight. Spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to be in the spotlight. It's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Christian, we should be a search light.
Search light.
We should be doing searching the truth in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you have people who want to be a floodlight. They're always pointing out people's problems, people's sins, what other people are doing. But God didn't call us to be a floodlight. He called us to be who he is, the sunlight. See, if we can say S-U-N or S-O-N, it doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
Because if we are the sunlight of God, he's telling us to give people godly counsel. See, and so a lot of times we get this mixed up because we think it's all about us. And so that means if we think it's about us, that means we are in the limelight. Oh, we want to show off. We want to be big shots. We want to be people that all is about me. But God didn't call us to do that. He called us to be a beacon of light.
Uh-huh.
See, that's when we are giving God the glory for all that we have and all that he's doing for us. And so then we go to the next one. And see, this is a lot of times, a lot of people don't even know they are this type of light in the church. They are stoplight. They're trying to hinder God's process. They're stopping everything. But we should be a green light because we should be on ready, set, go for God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got those people who get in the car who always backing up. They're called taillights. They're always backing up from God's plan. They're not going the right direction. They're always in reverse. But then if we are following what God tells us to do, we'll be the head and not the tail. That makes us a headlight. That means we're going forward in Christ. We're doing the will of God. We're following his instructions and his plans. And then the last two, and you know how this works, a flashlight. Now, you know a flashlight don't give off a lot of light. And it's only good as long as the batteries are full and charged. And so those are the people who, you know what, who start off with Christ, but as they get older, they wither from Christ. And those are the same flashlights that say, you know what, when time comes and everything is not going right, I'm going the other way. It's a flashlight because it's only a quick piece of light. It's only a light bright when everything is going right. But if we shouldn't be a flashlight, we should be a candlelight. The candlelight is a spiritual lamp, a spiritual lamp to the world. So when we get it right, we'll know what type of light we are. And so again, if we turn off the world, we stop watching CNN so much and the news and all this social media, that all they're doing is polluting our minds with foolishness. And God is already telling us these things do come. Coronavirus is not new. You know, Pastor Battlefield, let me tell you something. I looked at this. I was watching Noah Jones the other day, and he was talking about all the plagues had happened to America and the world. And I thought about Egypt Exodus, that God had to send the 10 plagues for the America to work, for Egypt to wake up. And I'm saying, God's doing the same thing now. Now, check this out. We had a Zika virus, Ebola, West Nile flu, swine flu, mad cow disease. We had anthrax. It's so many. I told my sister the other day, I counted 14 things from 2000 to 2020. 2020, I didn't count 14 things that happened nationwide that God is using to try to get our attention. And so this stuff is not new. Think about it. The flu, all these other things that's happening, H1N1, whatever it is, I know it's one of them. And so we have to understand that this stuff is not new in our lives. And God said, listen, I have taken care of the people back in Egypt, and I will take care of you now. So we need to learn how to focus on God and focus on his word, because if we read 2 Chronicles 7:14, y'all know what it says. If my people are called by my name, look what it says. Oh, that's another sermon right there. If we would break that thing down, that's a whole sermon by itself. And you know that's coming next. So listen, I just want people to understand that we don't understand why God is doing it if you're not in God. But if you are in Christ, you know exactly why it's happening. Because God is saying, listen, I'm really, really, did I say really? Or did I mean really, really tired of what people are leaving Christ and trying to figure out how to get around Christ? And so God said, you know what? What I'm going to have to do is, look, we had a depression in the great states of United States. And all the money that the United States had, we had a great depression. And then we're about to go back into again, some people say. And so God is using all these things to wake us up to say he is the answer. He is the light. Mm-hmm. And if we walk in him, we will be taken care of. And
that's
we will not have to worry. All we got to do is turn off the world and turn on the light.
All right, man. That is awesome. That is awesome. I am sure that there's some listeners out there that want to comment on this word tonight. I'm telling you what a word. And
what
it's an on-time word that we need to recognize who we are, because it's some dark days.
Yeah.
It's some dark days. And darkness, the only thing eradicate darkness is
light.
Light.
Yes.
We're the answer to the situation. We shouldn't be a part of concerned about the problem. We are the solution.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. The saints of God, you are the solution for this day and time. You are here for this time, for such a time as this. You are in the earth, and you are saved, and you believe God, and so it's time for you to shine.
Yes.
It's time for Christians to shine. It's time for us to let our light shine.
Yes.
Don't be no limelight. Don't be no stoplight. Don't be no stop sign. Don't be none of these things. Don't be a flashlight. Don't be a taillight. Be what God have you to be. He put. He said, "A city that set on a hill cannot be hidden." So he wants you on a hill. That's up. You can't be looking down. You look down, you get depressed. All you look down, all you're going to see is your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no reason to be looking at your shoes. Look up to the hill from whence cometh your help.
Yes,
your help cometh from the Lord. Be a searchlight.
Yes.
My God Almighty. Be a headlight.
Yes.
Ooh, be a beacon of light.
Ooh.
Be a red light.
Right.
Good God Almighty.
Ooh, be a
green
light.
Be a green light.
Be
a candlelight.
Light. Be a green light.
And don't be a spotlight. Don't be a tail light. But be, oh my God, what this is an awesome word. And I'm sure press one on your phone so I can bring you guys live. And you can share in this discussion, amen, about being a light in this dark day. Amen. We see we got somebody in queue. Your area code is 757, and your last four digits is 4695. You're now live on the air, caller.
Good evening. This is Leroy Jones. That's my brother.
All right.
Hey, brother.
So I'm calling from Virginia. I enjoyed the sermon. And, like I say, the teaching, one thing about it, God's word doesn't change.
That's right.
What he had brought across, the word is the undeveloped gospel that's been preached over 2,000 years, and nothing going to change. And that's why I give people to stand up, to be counted, because for the simple reason, regardless what happened, like I say, you're going to leave this world. The only thing about it is, are you going to leave in his care, or are you going to leave the other way? Because you're going to leave, no questions. Yo, so it's not when you go, it's really how you go and going in God's word. Because he said that it's going to be things like this coming, different rumors and bad times and everything. But the hope we have is in him. I always tell people, they want to know when the world going to come to the end. And I tell them all the time, don't worry about when the world comes to the end, because the world comes to the end for somebody, somewhere, every day. When they take their last breath, that's it. So it don't make no difference when he's going to take all of us out. It's when the time comes when we're going to leave here. So I really enjoyed them. I encourage them to keep preaching the word. And Pastor Butterfield, you and your wife, keep doing what you're doing, and the Lord get all the honor and glory.
Amen. Thank you so much, man.
Thank
we
so
appreciate
much for
you.
Calling in.
Appreciate you so much, man. And thank God for this word tonight.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Press one on your phone. We'll bring you live, and we want to hear what you got to say about this word of God tonight. Because it's time for us to shine. I mean, if you got something, I heard Bishop Kevin said the other day about a car battery. You let it sit in that car.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a Jaguar engine and with so many cylinders and all the power under that hood. But if you don't go out and crank that car every now and then, if you wait for so long before you crank that car, the battery's going to be dead. So all that power you have, if you don't use it, it's going to go dead.
That flashlight,
if you, man, that's going to go dead. You gotta, you can't be no flashlight.
Because
you only got an X amount of time. You got to be a candlelight where you're going to keep glowing.
Uh-huh.
No matter what.
Sunlight.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be a sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. That brings vitamin D to somebody.
Bring
hope to somebody. Anytime you see, that's why the Bible say that joy comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what comes in the morning? Sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that sunlight, it gives you. Oh, my God. Joy comes in the morning because the sun is in the morning.
Yeah.
And so we thank God for this word tonight,
man.
I'm pumped up, man. I'm ready to preach now to myself.
Mm-hmm.
What an awesome word, man. We
awesome
thank God
word.
For this word. Thank God for this word. And those of you out there, I know that you have been blessed by this word. I don't have to. If you don't say nothing out there, I know you've been blessed by this word because
it's high
time for the church to do what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be hiding in no corners.
Mm.
God ain't looking for no coward soldiers. We need to stand up and show up. Stand up and show up.
That's right.
And tell up and talk up. Don't be whispering. Because the world they're not ashamed of nothing.
That's right.
They'll say some crazy stuff, and they'll say they'll be strong and wrong.
Strong and wrong.
But they'll be saying it loud. And so we need, as a church, we need to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody talking about how bad it is, tell them, I know the answer to your
It's the S-O-N, like.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh, my goodness.
S-O-N.
Hallelujah.
That's
the answer. And we are the S-O-S
for
people.
All right.
They need to save our souls, call out.
All right.
We're the answer. We're the solution.
Yeah.
People need us today. People need us today. More. See, well, they need us more. They recognize now they need us more than they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be available and ready to say what God put on our heart to say to people because people, they're confused right now. They don't know what to do. Have the answer. And so, Mr. Jones, if somebody's listening to tonight and they're complex about these times that we're in, what word can you tell them? I know we already heard these great words for the church, but if somebody out there whose faith is weak and they really are confused about what to do, what can you tell them tonight?
But listen, before I even speak, my wife has a word for you.
Okay.
Awesome.
To
answer that question, just like the time that we're living in right now and getting information about what's going on, you can't seek the wrong source. Go to a certified source. And the same thing we have to do spiritually, go to a certified source, and that's the Word of God, the Holy Bible.
Amen. The Holy Bible,
because if you ask God, as it says in the Word, He'll give wisdom liberally if you ask Him. And He is the source, the main source that can give you life, to pump life into your veins or whatever, and get, you know, help you to be able to go on and not stay in the same mindset that you've been in, you know, and have a renewed mind in Christ. What the word says, be ye transformed and be renewed in your mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so listen, you know, I'm just sitting here rejoicing because there's no way you could tell me there's not a God.
Man.
It's so evident. And it's so prominent in our lives that you can't miss it, even if you was blind. And so,
my Lord.
It'll make Stevie wonder. And so it makes And so we got to understand that it's not by accident that who we are.
That's right.
Let me tell y'all something. There is no way in the world that if God was not in my life, I could sit here and bring this word to you the way it's coming.
Right.
And on top of all that, you are living what you're preaching.
Yeah.
And so,
awesome.
One of the things that sticks with me, my brother-in-law, Emma's brother, told me when I first came to ministry, and I forgot what the scripture. I know it was in Corinthians. He said, "Preach what you live, and live what you preach." See, when you get good godly counsel like that. That stuff sticks with you like grits on your stomach.
Amen.
And so what I'm trying to tell the world is that you got to stop running to stuff that ain't been proved. And running to stuff that it be okay for a while and then it fall apart.
That's right.
The Bible tells us all these things are going to happen. And no other book can predict these things but the Bible.
That's right.
You might get it right 30, 40, 50, 60% of the time. But God said in Matthew 24, he said these things will come when the world is about to end. Now, he didn't say they're going to end right now. He said this is the start of it. So I wanted to
say,
if I had a microphone loud enough to shout across the world, I'm telling people that I know, not what somebody told me now, because somebody told me many times before. I'm telling you what I know. There is there's no way in the world I can live like I'm living and doing what I'm doing if Christ ain't in my life. See,
all
this
right.
is what I want people to say. But if let me make this thing plain for you. Check this out. Do you not know that Christians are prospering in a time of devastation?
That's right.
Can
That's
I show
right.
you?
Mm-hmm. I'm a witness.
Can I show you? We ain't got to go to work. We ain't got to spend no money on gas. We ain't got to buy lunch. We ain't got to do any traffic. We stay at home. Ain't nothing new to us.
Amen.
That's right.
And still, the lights on, eating good, not miss a bill or a meal.
That's right.
We got to look at the things the way God wants us to look at it. Stop looking at the way the world is. Oh, we're going to lose our job. And so we got to look at the brighter things. Like you said, the sun comes up in the morning. That's why I said, that's why they said the midnight is the darkest part, or dawn is the darkest part of the day. But the light comes just when it's the darkest.
That's
and
right.
So if we are looking towards the light, which is Christ, we won't be so sad. And listen, look here. When folks, let me tell you something. When black folks lost their job, you didn't see them jumping out windows because the economy went down.
That's right, man.
No, because we had Christ to hold us down. See,
that's
Jesus
right.
is our gravity. And he
that's
holds
right.
our feet down because we know one day we're going, when gravity gives up, we're going to heaven.
Amen.
That's
so
right,
we
man.
Get to the point to understand we don't care what happens in this world. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't say we don't care. We are concerned about the things that happen in the world. But we're not worried because we have the blood of Jesus over our lives. And it's
amen,
been coming
amen,
in our
amen.
Lives ever since he left Golgotha. So when God gave it up and said he was finished, he didn't say he was done. He just said he was finished because he had some more work to do. And so he going home. He went home to be with his father so he could tell the world, listen, I did my part. It's time for you to do your part. So we need to share this word. We need to
amen,
share this word.
Amen, amen, amen. We see we got somebody in the queue.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We got somebody in queue right now, and it's the first three digits is 5254. The last four digits is 9066. You're not live on the air, caller.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I just want to say I love you all.
Love you too,
Thank
man.
Thank you. We love you too.
I want to say it again. I love you all.
We love you too,
my brother.
I say it one more time. I say I love you.
We love you all, too.
We love you too, my brother.
Welcome to my day. For the day is come, my beloved. And I just want to tell you, have no fear and be not afraid, okay? For your body is the house of God. And your faith in God is the blood on the doorpost.
Amen.
So I just want to tell you, just hold on. Everything is going to be okay. You hear me?
Amen.
Yes.
Everything is going to be okay.
Amen.
My rightful name in this dispensation, I was born with the name of Alameen Muhammad in this dispensation. I didn't change my name. I was born with that name.
Amen.
But I do want to say this to you. Life has a plan for you. You know that?
Yeah.
Life
sir.
Has a plan for you. You're going to be living testimonies.
Amen.
You all are going to be living testimonies from what I heard you speak tonight and what I heard you all speak tonight. You all have a living testimony.
Amen.
You all are going to be living testimonies tonight to the world,
Amen.
To the whole
Amen.
World, from China
yes.
to Australia to Europe to Baghdad to South America to North America to Canada. You all are going to be living witnesses.
Amen.
You hear me?
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we hear.
You all are powerful. I want you to know that. The faith
yes,
that you
sir.
Have in you is powerful.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
But see, this is my problem here. This is my problem here that I do have on this planet with many on this earth. When I do return, how many will know and how many will accept it? You see? So again, because I know in your heart you don't know who I am, I just want to tell you that I do love you.
We love you too, bro.
And I and my Father, we know who you are.
Amen.
You see? So from Sunday to 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 Sunday, you sing praises and you sing glory. And you praise our Father and you praise His Son, right?
Yes, sir.
But when His Son comes upon you, in your own kind, in your own culture, in your own color, somewhere in our hearts, somewhere in our mind, because of our hate, because of our indifferences, because of how we just is and how we are, we don't expect God to come like one of us. We don't expect the Son of God to be like one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? I am just like
we,
you.
We're about to run out of time, bro. So we want you to call in another time, and we can go deeper into that. But we have another call in queue right now, okay? And so call in on next Saturday, and we'll allow you to share, okay?
Oh, don't worry about it. I am Christ,
okay, man.
And I love you.
Love you too, man. Okay, we got another call in queue. Your area code is 404, and your last four digits is 2235.
Glory carrier caller. I'm a glory carrier caller. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for the word tonight. I'm a headlight. I'm a headlight, and I'm here to write. Ah, Jesus, this is good. This is good. My purpose is to eradicate the light into the darkness so people can see. So I'm using my headlight. I'm flooding it. I'm using my headlight tonight. This is this stuff is good, Minister Jones. This stuff is good. I thank God for you all. I thank God for your faithfulness and your commitment. Y'all be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You too.
Love you all. Love
Amen.
You all. Be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, what an awesome word, man. We thank God for
awesome
you.
Awesome word.
And we
Hallelujah.
Bless God for your life and your wife's life. We pray that God will continue to use you for His glory.
Yes. Thank
and
you,
that
Lord.
Everything you need is at your disposal.
Yes. Thank you,
he
Lord.
He has given you everything according to life and godliness. So we thank God and we bless you. We pray God blessing over you in the mighty name of Jesus that your ladder shall be greater than your path.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So we bless God for you tonight. We appreciate you so much. We look forward every fourth Saturday because we know you're going to hear a good
word.
So we thank God for everybody who we have to speak on this broadcast.
Yes,
God is
Lord.
Using them in a mighty way.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Thank God for His faithfulness for allowing us to do what we do, because everything we do is about God. It's not about us, because we're here for a short time.
Yes, Lord.
And one of these days, we're going to see Him in the sky. So we thank God for everybody that listened tonight. We pray God blessing over you, and we want to pray tonight. Minister Jones, you're going to pray for the audience tonight, and then we'll be dismissed.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And so we just want to bless the Lord through a word of prayer and for our people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you as humble as we know how, Lord, asking you, Father, that you will just move in us, Father God, that you will be the light upon a hill that we would not hide it from the people, Lord, that you would use us in a mighty way, Lord, that our neighbors and our family members and even our household would know who you are in us. Father God, we ask you to bless every listener tonight, oh God. Use them in the mighty way, Lord, that you see fit. Father, give them light. Give them understanding, clarification, elevation, Lord. Lord, whatever it is that they need, Lord, healing, Father, in their mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father. And we come against anything that the enemy tries to put in front of us, to tear us, to try to defeat us. But we know by the blood of Jesus, we are healed, we are the winners, and we are a doer of the word. Father God, we thank you right now for all that you're doing, Lord. Keep us in your perfect peace, God. Keep us that we would know that we are in your hands and that you are in control. Father God, we love you. We love your son, Jesus, and we love the Holy Spirit. Father, again, we thank you, God, and we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And, Lord, lastly, Lord, if anyone who is listening tonight who have a family member that does not say, well, either those who are listening tonight are not saved, Father God, we ask tonight, touch them right now, Father. Reach them right there where they are and let them know who they are in you. And, Father, that you have your arms open wide for you to come, for they to come running to you and to say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
In your prayers, amen, and God will continue to use us for his glory. Amen.
Thank
and we want to thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives, he's doing in this nation. Amen. God is going to show himself strong. Through us. Amen. So we tell your neighbors, tell your friends, they want to hear a word from God, to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Have a great night.